Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Chad Grigsby, and I'm the church planting catalyst at LifePoint. Sunday at the Lewis Center campus, we continued our series called Too Good to Be True. And the big idea that we've been exploring with this series is Jesus keeps his promises. Sunday, we especially focused in on the love of God. The love of God is obviously a topic that we could explore for many lifetimes and still not scratch the surface of it. But there is one aspect of the love of God that I think a lot of us struggle with, and that is having assurance of God's love. We might know that he loves us in our heads, but we often struggle to feel loved by him in our hearts. Or, as I heard one lady put it, I know that God loves me, but I wonder if he likes me. Still another person said something even more shocking about how she struggles with the love of God. She said, I always identified more with the devil than with God, because at least I knew how the devil felt about me. At least I knew where I stood with him. And I think many of us ride this roller coaster of doubting the love of God. One day we feel assured of his love, and the next we do not. Sometimes we all question if God really loves us. And this might be due to our circumstances. It could be due to our experiences in our life. It could be relationships that we've had that are now kind of a barrier for us to really feel that God loves us. I heard a man say that he has trouble processing the love of God, mainly because of his relationship with his father. He had so many wounds from his dad that he said it this way: it took me 50 years to wipe my dad's face off the face of God. So you might have a similar struggle, but whatever the source of our struggle with the love of God might be, all of us need to be reassured of his love. And one of the places that we're most assured of his love is in the scriptures. Romans 5:1 says that we have been justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, because of Jesus, we know where we stand with God. We now have peace with God. Romans 5:10 goes on to say that we were once enemies of God, but now we're at peace with him. Because of Jesus, we don't have to question how God feels about us. We don't have to wonder where we stand with him. Jesus has done everything needed to not only move us from being enemies of God to friends of God, but even much more than that. We aren't just forgiven. We aren't just shown mercy. We aren't just restored. We aren't just friends. We've been adopted into God's family. We're no longer enemies of God. We're the family of God, children of God. And nothing can ever change that if we know him. In 1956, there were five young missionary men that were speared to death on a remote beach by Ecuadorian tribesmen. All of them were in their 20s or 30s, and as sacrificial as this is to give their lives for the sake of the gospel to reach people who didn't know him, what's even more amazing is that their widows went back to that exact tribe that killed their husbands and finished the task. Those widows stayed the course and built on the work of their husbands, and this time the tribe's people responded to the gospel by receiving Jesus. One of the missionaries' name was Nate Saint, and Nate had a young son at the time of his death named Steve. And after the tribesmen came to know Christ through the widows of these men, Nate's younger son, Steve, started spending summers with the tribe after they came to Christ. He was befriended, listen to this, by the very man that helped kill his father. Minkai was his name. And to this day, Minkai, the killer of Steve's dad, is known as grandfather to Steve's kids. Isn't that amazing? And what could do that? What could take someone who is your enemy and turn them into your family? Only the love of God does that. So, what is your hang up with the love of God? Take it to Jesus and see in him that our peace with God has been settled once and for all. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much that you not only forgive us, you not only restore us, you not only accept us and change us, but you've adopted us. We are your children, sons and daughters of God. And we're so thankful that we, because of Jesus, we don't have to wonder how you feel about us. We know how you feel about us. We're so thankful that you're not our enemy. We once were your enemy, but you're not our enemy. and you were never our enemy, and now we're no longer enemies with you because of Jesus. We're thankful that you didn't send Jesus to change your mind about us. You've always loved us, but you sent Jesus to change our mind about you. And may we change our minds about you today and receive your love once and for all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Why don't you take a minute and pray and give to Jesus whatever you need to give to him in order to accept his love for you. Well, thanks again for listening to the DriveCast today. Come back tomorrow for more episodes. God bless.